Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cold Sauce. My name is Raheem Cox. This is the 28th episode of Cold Sauce. Cold Sauce is a podcast specifically designed to help mentally ill patients along with the journey of recovery. You can find Cold Sauce via my website, www.wooforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Cold Sauce, what I will be discussing is Simple Minds Get Left Behind. Not to keep you waiting, let's start off. It is only evident in 2024 America, and by technological advance and cost of living and the ableness to be able to adapt to American communities and American layouts and the despise of state legislature currently being placed upon American citizens, the ableness to adapt to this country is becoming harder and harder by the day, by the month, by the year. If you think if you assume that because you have mental problems and you can get by, just you know, that you have mental problems and that because you have that problem, someone is you know, someone close by or an official of the government is that ordained to pertain to your mental determent, then you're wrong. First, we have to understand that for someone with mental problems, you will not you will be held responsible for your mental health problems. In large sense, the psychiatric treatment and the therapy and the counseling that you get from the American handed down practice that you get in outpatient treatment and in hospitals, they stretch you out. They stretch your mind out in large sense. They stretch your mind out, and you know, America, you know, if as I spoke on in one of my last episodes, this country makes up for 65 to 66% of the psychotropic drugs manufactured internationally. And for those on, you know, outside of America in exterior countries, they look at this country as it's so great, but mental health-wise, we have some of the largest problems. Simple minds get left behind. You know, if you should already understand, what you should first understand is, it's difficult enough for someone with a normal mindset, with a normal health status, to be able to cope with a well-structured form of employment already. Cost of living, affordability, cost of living, cost of housing, cost of products, ableness to you know, take part in the education in school, the education curriculum placed upon American citizens. You know, graduate, take part in college, have the money for college, get out of college, adapt to a new set of thinking, find a companion. All these things take a pretty developed mind. So if you have mental health problems, you will be held responsible for those mental health problems as long as you have them. Simple minds get left behind. Very important to know. Now, for someone that is experiencing mental health problems, my suggestion, my advice, take everything one step at a time. How I recovered myself, and how I am, why I'm so strong as a serviceman, and why I'm so adept to the American form of living currently, and why I stand above a lot of people. For someone that was once mentally ill, now that I now being able to stand above many with a normal mental health status is because while I was mentally ill, which I was for 20 or more years, in the midst of that timing, I was mentally ill. I was struggling. I was in very large, I was stressed out very largely, but I was picking up traits and I was picking up skills along the way, picking up good advice from others. I was educating myself along the way up until the point where once I did recover, I could use my health status, I could use my health status of someone with a normal body and normal body and normal mind to multiply to multiply my health status along with the skills that I picked up while I was mentally ill. So, in large sense, just because we're living in this America, a civil society, a democracy with large availability and large option levels, a civil society, a democracy, a civil society is almost no different any other way. A developed civilization of human beings is almost no different any other way than being outdoors in the wild. Certain factors will always persist. Certain factors will always be evident. What you want to do is you can't just make you don't want to get yourself in the habit of making excuses for why you are mentally ill. Take everything one step at a time. Everything starts with self. You work on self. You work on your inner circle, your inner environment. Then you work your way out from there. Diet right, exercise, read, ask questions, read, listen, observe, educate yourself. Find a career that works for you. Find a plan that works for you. Find a strategy that works for you. Because the psychiatric treatment curriculums, which have been handed down for decades by American practice, by American coursing, in large sense, they're not there to help. They're not there to help you cope with your mental health problems. In large sense, these psychiatric treatment programs handed down by the American curriculums are in large sense there to keep you in that state of mind so that they can make profit off of you. So why I'm so strong now is throughout my years of being of suffering with mental illness, I picked up things. I took everything one step at a time. I picked up small traits and characteristics, learned skills, and I kept hope and I kept faith. And I said that one day, I kept my confidence, knowing that if I do the right thing, if I do the right thing, and if I apply the right skill, I can break out of my mental illness. Everything starts with confidence. You have to have the confidence that you could break out of your mental illness. And you have the humbleness and the responsibility and the professionalism to lay down skill sets and good habits and good traits and good attributes while you are mentally ill. That way, when you break out of your mental illness, you can multiply that and be a lot stronger. As I spoke on in one of my last episodes, the power of recovery. The power of recovery is significant. once for someone with mental problems that had them and have been strained for many, many years, and their mind has been in a cage, what you're not realizing is, see, when something breaks down, something opens up. When something breaks down, something opens up. For someone with mental problems that has endured them for many, many years, you should understand that if you were to recover one day, you would probably be about 10 times stronger than someone with a normal mental health status. So you got to keep faith, you got to keep hope. Very important, you got to keep faith, you got to keep hope. It is hard when mentally ill to set aside time and learn a new skill or skills because you don't have the hope, you don't have the faith, you don't have the confidence. You don't want to hear what people are saying. But if you're doing if see one very important thing that I did learn from one of my mental health peers was that the definition of insanity. I didn't know I for many, many years I didn't know the true definition of insanity. Of insanity. Insanity is what I learned from one of my mental health peers is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So that goes for many people with mental health problems. They try the same things over and over and expect different results and expect that because they have a government check, they have an SSI check and they have certain government aid that that's enough to government aid, and they have certain government housing that they don't want to push any forward any longer to be able to strengthen their inner core and strengthen themselves as a person to be able to be a little bit more functional and build and apply a little bit better of a workload to be seen as more profound. Now, I'm sure many of you out there wish to have kids one day. It's a child really doesn't personify an adult in society that is doing nothing for themselves. A child knows a parent. A child knows a parent that is successful and that is responsible and that is presentable. A child can comprehend a parent that is presentable. So simple minds get left behind. Simple minds get left behind. If you want respect for yourself, you want others to respect you, you have to you want your environment, your community, people in your community respect you. You want your environment to respect you. You have to push a little bit harder, especially with mental illness, especially coming from mental illness. You have to push a little bit harder and expect and see the light at the end of the tunnel because I'm not forcing you to believe in a higher power, but I believe in a higher power, and I believe that the higher power that the higher power that I praise is a forgiving power. They say God is a forgiving God. So you have to keep hope, keep faith, keep hope, keep faith. Why I encourage the mental health community to join together. Now, for someone with mental health problems, you might not have it in you. I know what it feels like to be mentally ill. All the advice in the world doesn't mean anything. In large retrospect, all the advice in the world doesn't mean nothing. Because when your mind's in a cage, there's really not much you can do. They say a mental prison is the worst prison. When your mind is in a cage, there's almost nothing that you can do. So that's why I encourage the mental health community to join together. At these treatment programs that you go to, A lot starts with perception. And I just finished the book, which you can find via Amazon.com very shortly, within the next week or so. It's called Trigger Perception. It talks about how perception is how the officials about the American how perception is used to apply a fixed agenda. Perception means a lot in this country. And how you perceive your peers, how you perceive others around you, determines your outcome in large sense. There was a time when I looked at other people's mental problems as if, not all of them, as if they had a value, as if they were like too far out of whack. And then as I got a little bit wiser, I realized, I seen the traits and the talents. Over time, I seen the traits and the talents of many of those mental problems. And what I didn't realize is, a lot of people with mental health problems are a lot more talented than people with a normal mental health status. How biotic factors and organic factors, how they issue power, how by existence, how power is issued is a very interesting study. How power, of power of individual makeup and individual talent is handed down is a very interesting study. Because you have mental problems is not the end. You have to understand that you will be held responsible because you have mental problems. No one, as I spoke on in one of my last episodes, no one has time to slow down what they're doing because you are a little bit deterred mentally. I'm sure you understand the stereotypes of the mentally ill already and the stigma behind it. The average American is about 65% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. No one has time to be concerned because you have a mental problem and that you can't adapt to society correctly. No one has time to worry about the fact that you are not able to adjust to society's norms. In large sense, most people like to use the mentally ill as someone to laugh at or someone to point their finger at so that they can feel better about themselves. So what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there and just let people just use you as a doormat. You're going to let people sit there and use you as a test dummy and use you as a way to be able to feel better about themselves or live their life better. It has to come a point in time where you have to advance yourself. You have to advance yourself. Very important. You have to advance yourself. I often didn't take firm notice to how much time I wasted, which could have been spent on sharpening my work habits. I was mentally ill, even though I always meant the true fact about mental illness, a lot of these people have these problems and are in a position where they can be sharpening their work. I understand mental illness very well. I had just about all mental illnesses. I understand it very, very well, and I understand people with mental illness very well. A good about 80% of them make excuses why they can't why they About 80% of people with mental problems and why they are not living the life that they're living is because they're making excuses why they can't apply proper traits and proper habits and proper skill sets to be able to be more adaptable to society. When you look at the availability of America currently, we have large option levels. The option levels are increasing by the day. Option levels for Americans are increasing by the day. So those that take shortcuts get cut short. Those that take shortcuts get cut short. Many of those mentally ill don't realize functional adept citizens are that way by being able to compromise many areas of career workload because they are doing the right thing. A lot of people with mental problems look at people with normal people with prestige jobs as if he or she is no better than me, so why are they in that position? Why did God give them a normal mental health status and me being mentally stricken? So you got to realize that you have to realize that why am I so mentally stricken? You have to realize that see, I grew up an athlete. I grew up an athlete, and I understand competition very well. The one that is leading the pack, the one that has, the one that is dominating the sport, 9 times out of 10, even probably more than that, the person that is scoring the most points, the person that is scoring the most points, the person that is winning, that is the player on the team that is winning for a reason. So understand that. It is simple for most part without a distinct work skill, you're very likely to never fit in. So not only should you be adjusting to adjusting to not only should you be adjusted to society, you should be trying to develop, while you are mentally ill, you should be trying to develop a distinct work skill. That way, once you recover, as I spoke on, your work skill is multiplied and it is set apart, giving you a distinct work skill that you can generate money off of. My advice, move at a pace, but understand level of competition. It's very hard for someone that's mentally ill to just win overnight. Move at a pace, but understand level of competition. In America, it is becoming harder and harder to adapt to society by the day. You got to move at a pace, but understand level of competition. There's no excuses. There are no excuses while you are living. There's no there, why you, as long as you're alive, there are no excuses, and you will always be held responsible. Very important. Mental fitness is just like physical fitness. You were meant to develop it. Just like an athlete works out and works on their body so that they could be a little be more that could be better of a player while playing a sport. Physical fitness is very similar to mental fitness. You were meant to develop, you were meant to build upon your mental abilities also. A lot of people just think of exercising to build your strength and to look a little bit more bulkier, look a little bit more in shape, and look a bit more presentable in public. You were meant to build, you were meant to build your mentals also. So simple minds get left behind. There's hundreds of new products out daily. There's hundreds of new products out daily. So every day, hundreds of new products enter the American market. And these are all people, these are hundreds, thousands, millions of people fighting for resources, fighting for power over the over these products. And you should understand that competition is a very big thing in America. If you're not able to keep up with the pack, that's on you. Because you have mental problems, you will be held responsible. So that's it for this episode of Cold Sauce. I hope you found Cold Sauce very beneficial. Just tune in 2 weeks for my next episode. Once again, my website is www.coldsauce.com. www.rootforcepublications.com. Thank you.